Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, getting ready for the start of the high school football season over at Clifford King Field. The Tigers are playing four games this season. Their quarterback is Eli Bernier. Are you ready for Friday Night Lights in March, Eli Bernier? That sounds weird to say that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But, you know, I'm just excited that we were finally able to play. I kind of got the idea that we weren't even going to be able to have a season. So the fact that we even have four games at all and the fact that we're being able to play this Friday is just exciting. And, yes, I'm ready to get out there.
Yeah, and I think it's been like 16 months since there's been a football game played in terms of 11 on 11. Does it kind of seem that like it's been forever since you've played a game?
Yeah, it does seem like it's been a long time. I think we were looking at it the other day. I think we would have been in our sixth game right now this week if we had started already. So, yeah, it's been a long time.
All right, so tell me a little bit about winning the quarterback spot and kind of taking that position on your senior year. What about that?
It was a challenge, definitely. I've never actually played quarterback before this year, and I was informed by my coach last summer when we started doing summer workouts, and it kind of took me by surprise. It wasn't something I was expecting as we finished up our football season last year, but I took it on head on, and I'm just excited to hopefully help my team as best as I can, and got all the coaching I needed from my coaches, and hopefully I'm just ready to compete on Friday.
Well, I guess I ask you, we're talking to you on Thursday. How nervous do you think when you duck under center or in shotgun formation to take the first live snap of an 11-on-11 football game?
Right now, you know, I don't have a lot of nerves, but, you know, I'm sure it'll be a lot different on Friday when I actually have 11 guys staring at me on the opposite side, so...
I gotcha. And that's, you know, you wouldn't be human if you wouldn't have that. So that's, you need that going into a game like that. So, you know, speaking to your senior year and getting an opportunity, you know, the sport of football is a little bit different than other sports because, you know, a lot of the things you do, you can continue doing after you get out of high school. You know, you really can't go out and play 11 on 11. I mean, people can try and do it, play 11 on 11 and tackle football, you know, out of high school, but very rarely you get to do that. So,
right.
I mean, this is kind of the last crack at, you know, getting 4 weeks to do this. So what about that for you, you know, kind of getting that opportunity that this is the last hurrah, so to speak?
You know, it's sad enough, but I had the impression that we weren't even going to be able to play this year. So just the fact that we have four games at all was exciting for us to hear, especially as seniors when we all thought that we weren't even going to be able to play when they started canceling our season and they pushed it back farther and farther. And then coach comes up to us, he called us into his room and told us that we were going to have four games and they would make the most out of it. And that's what we plan to do. You know, we're just excited that we get to be able to do something at all.
Now
it might not be ideal for us, but it's what we get.
Yeah. Now last year, if I remember correctly, you played running back or were you a receiver? I can't remember. But can you speak to kind of the adjustment of going from that to being quarterback?
It was at first it was definitely a really big challenge. I didn't have any of the skills that I needed to be quarterback. So that's what I did most of the summer was work on that adjustment from running back to quarterback. But, you know, I picked it up pretty good, I feel like, and I definitely owe that to my coaches for being able to teach me what I needed to know in such a short period of time for somebody that has never played it before. But I'm excited. I feel like I'll be able to compete, hopefully. And like I said, I'm just excited to do whatever coach feels like is best for the team. And he thinks that's free at quarterback. So if that's what it is, then so be it.
All right. And then what about defensively? So you're going to play that safety position. You know, wanted to play both sides of the ball, apparently?
I always have, and this is something that I've always been able to do. So if I didn't this year, it would have been a bummer to not play defense. Yeah, that would have been upsetting.
All right. Well, you get 4 weeks of high school football and then you call it a senior year. And I know the Tigers set to open up the season Friday night. So we asked you how nervous you were going to be, but how excited are you just to run out on the field tomorrow night and get to have a high school football season?
Honestly, I'm ecstatic. You know, that there's nothing like the feeling of being able to get fully dressed in your uniform and run out there and play some football. So, and it's something I've always loved doing. I've always football's always been my passion. I've done it for, well, it's been 9 years now of my life that I've been playing football. So I'm just excited that I'm able to play and do what I love for 4 more weeks.
All right. Enjoy the ride, Eli Bernier. Well, we appreciate talking to you, and thanks for helping us out today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.